It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Monday, March 19th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's the 78th day of the year, 287 days remain, and we're in the first day of a newly waxing moon.
When the swallows come back to Capistrano.
In legend, it's the day the swallows return to Capistrano. The migratory cliff swallows spend the winter in Argentina, and annually they do return to San Juan de Capistrano in Orange County, California, usually close to St. Joseph's Day, which is today. The swallows pretty much have to use Mexican airspace in their travels, and so did U.S. flyers in the first ever air combat mission in U.S. history. Eight planes took off in pursuit of Pancho Villa on this date in 1916. They will not get their man.
Andy, did you hear that? Come on, will you?
Did I hear what?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothed Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show.
Amos and Andy premiered on this date in 1928 on Chicago's WMAQ. Born out of the Sam and Henry radio show, Amos and Andy won't go national until August of the next year, 1929, and the first public criticism will come in 1930, but the radio version of the show will last until 1948. Amos and Andy's premiere in 28 came on the 34th birthday of comedian Moms Mabley. Mabley, born on this date in 1894, probably in Brevard, North Carolina.
I said, I don't care if I do. I said, pick yourself up. She said, you make me feel like committing suicide. She said, how you commit suicide? I said, all you got to do is just to get you a good 38 and be sure it's loaded all the way around. Measure 3 inches below your left breast and pull the trigger. Don't you know that fool went home and shot herself through the knee?
Oh, tell my baby sister not to do what I have done. But shun that house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Bob Dylan from his self-titled debut LP. It was released this day in 1962. Bob Dylan then was just his stage name. He will make it his legal name later in 62. The Bob is from Robert, from his given name, Robert Allen Zimmerman, and the Dylan is from Dylan Thomas. Outside the world of entertainment, today in 1831 occurred the very first bank robbery in the U.S. The Citibank of New York was hit for $245,000. One Edward Smith would soon be caught. And 100 years later, today in 1931, gambling was legalized in Nevada.
Now, what do you know about gold money, Penny?
Oh, the only gold I know about is the kind you wear. You know, on the third finger of your left hand.
Well, one of these days, we really must look into that.
Today in 1964, Sean Connery arrived at the Pinewood Studios for the first day of shooting on Goldfinger. Today in 1974, the Jefferson Starship began their first tour as Starship. And today in 1977, this television opening theme was heard for the final time in primetime.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Mr. Speaker, on this historic day, the House of Representatives opens its proceedings for the first time to televised coverage. I wish to congratulate you for your courage in making this possible, and the committee who has worked so hard under the leadership of Congressman Charles Rose to make this a reality.
The representative from Tennessee, Albert Gore Jr., got the first words in edgewise on the newly created C-SPAN, the cable satellite public affairs network, on this date in 1979. That TV theme from a moment ago was from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It ended its run this day in 1977. Births on this date: Sir Richard Francis Burton, 1821, in Devon, England; Wyatt Earp, 1848, Monmouth, Illinois; Ruth Poynter, 1946, Oakland, California; and Bruce Willis, 1955, Idar Oberstein, Germany. Finally, for this 19th day of March, it was today in 2003, 4 years ago, that President Bush spoke to the nation and the world, announcing the beginning of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign.
The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about today's goings-on at Mission San Juan Capistrano, a link to a number of Amos and Andy radio shows, information about Moms Mabley, and an email link for your comments about the almanac, all at provoicetracks.com/almanac.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.